Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken warned Thursday that Russia risks reviving Europe's dangerous Cold War era of division as it threatens Ukraine. Speaking in Berlin one day before talks with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, Blinken said that by demanding Ukraine not enter NATO, Russia was violating the principle that nations can make their own decisions.
To allow Russia to violate those principles with impunity would drag us all back to a much more dangerous and unstable time, when this continent and this city were divided in two, separated by no man's lands, patrolled by soldiers with the threat of all-out war hanging over everyone's heads.
Blinken's comments in Berlin on Thursday appeared to be another effort to clear up confusion about the position of the United States and its allies after U.S. President Joe Biden was heavily criticized for saying a minor incursion by Russia would elicit a lesser response. Blinken said the human toll of renewed aggression by Russia would be many magnitudes higher than what we've seen to date. Russia has announced sweeping naval drills in several parts of the world this month and claims the West is plotting provocations in Ukraine, where the Kremlin has been accused of planning aggressive military action. Amid a buildup of some 100,000 troops near the border with Ukraine and massive joint war games with Belarus, the Russian Defense Ministry said it would also conduct maneuvers involving the bulk of the country's naval potential. More than 140 warships and more than 60 aircraft will take part in the drills that will start this month and run through February in both littoral waters and more distant areas, including the Mediterranean, northeastern Atlantic, and the Pacific Ocean. This is VOA News. Sudanese security forces fired tear gas on Thursday at protesters rallying against the killing of dozens in a post-coup crackdown as U.S. diplomats pressed for an end to the violence. The demonstrations were the latest since the October 25th coup led by General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, which derailed a civilian military power-sharing deal painstakingly negotiated after the 2019 ouster of autocrat Omar al-Bashir. At least 72 people have been killed, including many by live rounds during the crackdown against the regular anti-coup protests, according to account by a pro-democracy group of medics. The latest rallies came as U.S. diplomats bid to bolster UN-led efforts to cajole Sudan's military into restoring a transition to full civilian rule. Liberian President George Weah has declared a three-day period of mourning after 29 people, including 11 children and a pregnant woman, died in a stampede at a religious gathering in Liberia's capital, Monrovia. Media reports say the disaster occurred in the poor suburb of New Crew Town on Wednesday night or early Thursday morning. Liberian media reported that robbers wielding knives and machetes attacked the worshippers, and that might have triggered the stampede. Details about the incident remain sketchy. Local media say the event was a Christian prayer gathering, known in Liberia as a crusade, that was held on a football pitch in New Crew Town. Such meetings typically gather thousands of people in Liberia, a highly religious country where a majority of the population of 5 million is Christian. A report on sexual abuse in a German diocese has faulted former Pope Benedict. AP's Charles de Ledesma has the story.
The long-awaited report on sexual abuse in Germany's Munich diocese has identified Pope Benedict XVI's handling of four cases when he was archbishop in the 1970s and 1980s. The law firm that drew up the report says that Benedict strongly denies any wrongdoing. The material was commissioned nearly 2 years ago with a mandate to look into abuse between 1945 and 2019 and whether church officials handled allegations correctly. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits rose to the highest level in 3 months as the fast-spreading Omicron variant disrupted the job market. Jobless claims rose for the third straight week by 55,000 to 286,000, the highest since mid-October, according to the Labor Department. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.